Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon. It's Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. On today's show, I have Diana, the Executive Director of the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, joining us, and also Regan, who is Member Engagement Specialist, Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Did I get that correct?
You did. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us. That was perfect.
Wonderful. Excellent. All right. So I guess first things first, big event going on this weekend, the Fall Market and Trade Show, I believe. Is that correct? What's that all about?
Actually, what it is about, it is, let me give you a little history of the trade show before I get into it. The trade show started with the chamber over 35 years ago. It moved to tourism. Tourism grew it. And they made it into this bigger thing. And in the midst of COVID, it moved back to the chamber. So what it is a collection of vendors, both from outside as well as within Fort McMurray. A lot of it is smaller vendors that work out of their homes. So it's a moving mall, right? It's a moving mall. You do actually have businesses and information. So the trade show has booths from things to eat, things to decorate your home, to politicians, to real estate. We have Lexus, we've got 4G. Winter's coming up, good time to see what the options are. And I'm sure I'm forgetting some, but you name it, we've got them. It is a smaller trade show this year, even though it is 150 booths that we're gonna have. Usually the spring is a much bigger one. So it's an exciting time. It's a great opportunity to get your Christmas shopping in early. Come on out with your family. We have COVID protocols. We're doing it safely and to support business.
And then for people who are maybe used to past versions of the Fall Market Trade Show, what can they expect that's different this year, just with all the protocols going on?
So we will have masking. It's social distancing, but it's not actually social distancing. It's within the regulations required to stay within your cohorts. So, you know, within your family groups. And what we will be doing is managing capacity. But the halls are very large. And because they're very large, it's not going to really inhibit or create a lot of lines. So we're encouraging everyone to come down and support the businesses. We have chosen not to opt in to the restriction exemption program just because there was such short notice and not a lot of clarity of how the program worked, so we weren't sure how it applied to vendors, and there wasn't enough time to get everybody organized. We did have a sleepless day and night last week with because Mac Island has opted into rep, so where we thought we would be mandated, and our AHS rep here, I need to say kudos to Claudette from AHS. She actually worked with us to get us an exemption so that we can just do capacity management. In future, we will be requiring the proof of vaccinations.
Why do you think it's important to come out to trade shows like the one that you're hosting this weekend?
You know, the reason why, so we were faced with the decision of whether to continue or not, right? And Regan's going to talk a little bit more of the job fair because that's her baby. When we looked at it, it did give us the option to proceed. It was 150 businesses that wanted to get the message out about their business. There are a lot of trade show vendors that go from trade show to trade show. A lot of the vendors actually this year are locals that work out of home. It's an opportunity for them to ply their trade. At the end of the day, we are the Chamber of Commerce, right? We are businesses supporting business. And we sat down, we thought about it, and, you know, the big energy companies didn't close under COVID. You know, they operate within the parameters. Every business is doing that, and it gave us the opportunity to move forward safely. And, you know, based on our core values and purpose of supporting businesses, we decided to move ahead. We also did a survey, and we asked our vendors, you know, what did they want to do, and 89% wanted to continue.
I know you touched on a couple of them that are going to be there. Is there a list online so people beforehand can just be like, oh, that's cool. I really wanted to check them out.
Yes, you can go to fortmcmurraychamber.ca and you'll see the list of vendors that will be there this weekend.
Wonderful. Anything else you would like to add about the show going on this weekend?
No, just to ask the community to come down and support these vendors. You know, we are working to support vendors. It's a tough time. And, well, I would say support business and small business across the board. It's a tough time for everyone. It's been a really tough time with all the closures. We've had to postpone or cancel at least 3 trade shows over the past 2 years. So, you know, we're excited to be able to have it, and we're just asking the community to come on down and support our businesses.
Wonderful. Thank you. So that's Diana, once again, the Executive Director with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Just going to take our first break here, but we'll be right back, and we'll be joining with Regan, Member Engagement Specialist with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. We're just going to catch up on the job fair that is also going on.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. Today on the show, we are back and we are joined with Diana, the Executive Director with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. But we're also joined with Regan, who is the Member Engagement Specialist with the Chamber of Commerce. Now, Regan, I guess job fair is more so over to you, and you're the Member Engagement Specialist with the Chamber of Commerce. What can you tell everyone about the job fair?
Well, about 5 or 6 weeks ago, one of our members reached out, and just APE Maintenance, actually, Oksana, reached out and asked if there was, you know, any talks of an upcoming job fair. She expressed their challenges in hiring qualified candidates to fill, you know, many vacancies they had. So, you know, that's kind of what propelled the job fair. So after that, it was just multiple of our membership and local business reaching out, you know, expressing the same type of challenges. So that's where the idea came from. You know, have to be super receptive to understanding what the challenges of our membership are in the region with the Chamber of Commerce. So we were fortunate enough to partner with the Government of Alberta and the Oil Sands Community Alliance, as well as Keano College, to make the job fair happen. And I'm happy to report I have over 40 in-person employers registered to be in person at McDonald Island tomorrow, Friday, September 24th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we have such a broad variety of employers with so many different vacancies. So we really encourage job seekers to come out to Mac Island. You know, the range of vacancies goes from food attendants to cooks to servers to teaching assistants to laborers, process operators, engineers, technicians. So really broad offering of employers as well as vacancies. So there's a job for everybody at this fair tomorrow at Mac Island from 11 to 7. And just really thrilled to support business in this manner, because, you know, it's been such a challenge for local business in Fort McMurray to fill their vacancies. So, you know, it was a need identified by the business community, and we're just happy to facilitate something that the employers express the need for and their challenges in. So we're just, like I said, we're just thrilled to be able to facilitate something like this for the employers and membership in Fort McMurray.
And then, so there's like a wide range of people that can come out to this then, because you said there's such a wide range. So it doesn't matter if it's like a person in high school potentially looking for a job, or maybe someone who is looking for a new career. It doesn't matter, that anyone can kind of come out.
Absolutely. There's positions for high school students all the way to, you know, master's degree scholars. So I really encourage everybody that's job seeking currently to come out to Mac Island with their resumes tomorrow, because, like I said, over 40 employers seeking to fill their vacancies with qualified candidates.
Mm-hmm. And has the Chamber of Commerce like put on a job fair before? Or is this like a first kind of its nature?
We did very much so many, many, many years ago, a smaller one in collaboration with Keanu at the college. But this is definitely the biggest one. And Regan has actually, she has a virtual component. So we have employers like Suncor joining us virtually. We're reaching out outside of the region. Now, all of the employers have expressed a desire to hire local first. So we're hoping to see a lot of locals come out, but we're also advertising outside.
Okay.
I mean, we were astonished. I think between virtual and local, Regan has 48 employers looking for people.
I want to keep you too just for a little bit. It's Diana and Regan with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Just got to take our second break here. Then we're going to hop right back in to the job fair.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Hey, good afternoon. Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. I am joined with Diana and Regan with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Now, we were just talking with Regan about the job fair that is going on tomorrow. What do you think makes, like, when putting this together, what do you think makes, like, a job fair effective? Is it just everything in one place, or what do you think is the best part about it?
Well, that was what was discussed in the beginning. You know, through COVID, a lot of things that went on had to pivot to virtual. So when we started facilitating the job fair, the thought was, the challenge with employers is they expressed that they're not able to find the local talent. So we said, how do we attract non-local talent to connect with these employers without having to request that they come physically to Fort McMurray to connect with these employers? So we decided to go with the hybrid style event, where we will facilitate an in-person event, which we found, you know, the need for, obviously, with over 40 employers attending in person. But with the virtual option, it will connect the local employers with not necessarily local candidates, in which, counting this morning, I have over 300 virtual participants registered for the virtual side of the job fair. So we wanted to do everything that we could to connect employers with a broad range of candidates, and the virtual piece really will do that, in essence.
Wow.
If I may just add one piece, Sean. The advantage of a job fair, and I say this to job seekers, is you get an interview. Right? Sometimes you apply and maybe the way you wrote that resume wasn't perfect, or you've been wanting a career change and you just haven't had the time because you're busy. You come down with your resume and you actually get in front of, this is 40 plus employers, from your Boucher to your BME to Scotiabank to McDonald's to Canadian Brewhouse, AP Maintenance, Birch Mountain, First Nation Group of, Fort Mackay Group of, it's huge. So you want to work in the oil sands, the opportunity's there. Sometimes getting into the programs or getting in to get an interview, because you might be amazing and you may just not be terribly skilled in putting together a resume. A lot of times you do have machines that shortlist and different things. And that's the advantage of a job fair. You get to speak to many different employers. You get an interview. So I would say to job seekers, this is your opportunity. You know?
Oh, I totally understand. Like, myself being in radio, it's like, I'm not very good at typing up things, but I'm a people person. You put me in front of someone, I can wow them and I can just be like, boom, got the job. Easy. All right.
There you go. Yes.
What do people need to bring? Is it just like resume? Do they need to write up like cover letters? Or I guess they don't really know who they're applying to, but like...
Well, what they can do, first of all, is go on the fortmcmurraychamber.ca website, and it has all of the employers who will be attending both in person and virtually, and their vacancies. So what they can do is go online, kind of scope out which employers have vacancies that might, you know, meet their qualifications. I would strongly suggest they do bring multiple resumes if they plan on meeting with multiple employers, and bring your A game. Like you said, John, you're a people person. I'm a people person. And like Diana said, you know, get an interview.
Yeah, no, Exactly. That's perfect. Regan, anything else that you would like to add about the job fair that maybe we haven't covered right here?
I don't think so. But like I said, you know, there's such a broad variety of diverse business, and we're just thrilled to facilitate this both for employers as well as job seekers. So really looking forward to see everybody coming out tomorrow at Mac Island from 11 to 7.
And then, sorry, job fair's one day only, right?
That's correct. Friday only.
And then the market is all weekend?
Yes. It starts tomorrow at 1 from 1 to 9, and then Saturday it's from 10 to 7. And Regan, remind me of Sunday's hours, please.
I want to say it's 10 to 5.
Yes. Yeah. She's right.
Perfect. Well, hey, and then all the information, since there's a lot to pack in here, if someone heard something that they're just like, oh, I want to go back to that, is all the information on the Chamber's website?
Yes, you can go to fortmcmurraychamber.ca. You can also go to our Facebook page and message us. We're pretty good at responding there. We've gotten lots of messages, so we're pretty responsive between all of us.
Wonderful.
So there's an opportunity to reach us there as well.
Cool. Anything else that we need to touch on here?
No, we're just going to come on down, job seekers, families, you know, come on shop for a job or shop for a night. You know, we're doing it safely. So that, you know, the safety of the population of everyone that's there is front and center. And we look forward to a busy weekend.
Perfect. Diana, Executive Director with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, and Regan, Member Engagement Specialist with the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us, Sean. It was
a
pleasure.
Thank you, Sean.
All the time we got now for Fort McMurray Matters for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to catch more of this episode, maybe you didn't catch the start, it's going to be over on our website very shortly. And if you want to catch some previous episodes, you can always go on over to our website and catch it there or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sean Kreitz. This is Fort McMurray Matters. And hey, we'll chat again tomorrow.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.